The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Adoration to our God who liveth forever and ever. We praise you, O God, immortal, invisible, the only true wise God. The only wise God, we praise you. We bless you. Thank you for the feast that you have brought us into. Thank you for this feast of light. Thank you for the feast of your day. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the meal you have served us and that you are going to serve us again and again until we look like you. We give you all the praise. Lord, I come under you, come under every authority you have set. I receive your help this morning. I receive enablement. I receive impartation. I receive entrance and utterance. Lord, I ask that you will bless us together this morning. You will bless all the saints, everyone here, those who are streaming online. You will cause us to have significant impartation again and again. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I wait for your breath. That you will breathe on me. Breathe on me. Give me breath. Give me breath. Give me entrance. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we shout a big amen?
Amen.
Good morning, Sas and Mas. I greet all the saints. I greet the brethren who are streaming online. Please, can we appreciate them? We greet you. We love you. Thank you for your consistency. Thank you for sparing us, giving out the time to connect with the meeting. Life Campaign has been a great meeting. This year is special. I mean, it's like a wine well refined. It's been awesome. Hallelujah. Yesterday I was saying something that the Lord put in my heart. I just maybe I should build on it more a bit. The Lord, for this meeting, there may be diverse ways the Lord will use ministers to speak. But what He put in my heart is that, which is true, that the dawning of God's day begins with the giving of the incorruptible seed. The dawning of God's day begins with the giving of the incorruptible seed. Why? Because the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. So word of God is to usher in the day of God. I don't know if you get me. This is word of God. So God is involved. And the word of God is involved. So the word of God is what brought the incorruptible seed to us. Are we blessed? Amen. Let's say incorruptible seed. So the incorruptible seed came to us by the word of God. And like I said, that the incorruptible seed is not what we get immediately we become born again. New birth doesn't give us the incorruptible seed. New birth is to prepare us to receiving the incorruptible seed. Hallelujah. The new birth is preparation. Like the Bible says, unless a man be born again, that's new birth, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Even at new birth, we have not entered kingdom. At new birth, nobody has entered kingdom of God at new birth. Because new birth gives us the opportunity, gives us the advantage, or gives us the privilege of seeing. We have to see the kingdom first before we can enter it. Hallelujah. We have to do what? See the kingdom first before we can. And seeing is not a vision. Sin is not a dream. Sin is understanding. So there is our new birth experience, by the giving of a newly created spirit, is to give us an opportunity to understand what the kingdom is. When we understand it, now we can begin to negotiate for entrance. So in John 3, Jesus, our Lord, didn't say the same thing. He said it progressively. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And why the man was saying, shall I enter my mother's womb again? And Jesus didn't, our Lord didn't answer that question. He didn't say, okay, this is what I mean. You will get a newly created spirit. He knew this message is not for this man. Yeah. As at that time. So he pressed further to a people that we understand. Then he said, next verse, verse 5. I say unto you, unless a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter. He first of all says, see. He pushes further to entrance. So when we see, then we will now go through the bath of water and spirit. Are we blessed? Can we say water and spirit? So what I see about this, our journey, is that we will be born many times. We will be born many times. It's not just one bath. There are many bathings. Unless a man be born again, that's one. When you see go through another bath. To be born of water and spirit. So that you can now enter. Hallelujah. When you enter, you go through another bath. When you enter, you go through another bath. That bath is the bathing of the incorruptible seed. That's the third layer of bathing. Hope this is settling with us. Can I go on? Can we say amen? Amen. So, having been born of water and spirit, the end of conversation of being born of water and spirit is that we become children. Let us see Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. You know, the apostles were having issues about who should be the greatest. I think it's in Matthew 18, 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in where? In the kingdom of heaven. They were debating who is the greatest. Our Lord did answer the question directly. Let's see the next verse. And Jesus called a little child unto him. He called who? He called who? A little child unto him. And set him in the midst of them. And said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children. What happens? No, read with me. What happens? Ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Don't forget their question was, who was the greatest? But he's telling them that don't think about the greatest one. Think about how you will enter. The people already rating themselves. They thought they were already in the kingdom. And they were thinking about natural kingdom. Jesus is the son of David. And very soon, he will sit in the throne of his father David. So let's sort out the matter now. Before your coronation as king. Before you are coronated as king and you sit in Jerusalem, let's know who is the greatest. But he's telling them, first of all, enter the kingdom. Before you can think about the greatest. Hallelujah. So to enter kingdom, we must be converted as what? As little child. You have to be converted. So when I became born again, I'm not yet a little child. I need to go through a conversion process. Hallelujah. That's a conversion process. To be made what? A little child. So what makes me a little child is being born of water and of spirit. Hallelujah. Let's see that water thing, because I just feel I should pick up from there. Amen. Let us see Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5:25. Okay. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse it. With what? With the washing of water by the word. You see that word, washing of water, is being born of water. Because that's where they are washing you. There is a word level that is water. Hallelujah. There is a word application that is water. But there is a higher word application that is higher than water. But first of all, so that water, when it washes and sanctifies, it makes us become little children. And the end of that washing, let's say the end of this washing, please let's shout it very well. The end of this washing is charity. So this is how we know a man has been washed with the water of the word, by becoming a charity being. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Amen. You know, he said, unless a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter 1, 22. Seeing ye have what? I want to be sure we have been together. Seeing that what? Ye have purified your soul. By what, sir? By obeying the truth through the Spirit. Unto unfailing love of the brethren. Let's pause there. You have purified your soul in obeying the truth. Sanctify them by your word. Thy word is the truth. So truth we sanctify. There is a truth level that is water. There is a truth level that is blood. There are different levels of application. So this is the first sanctification. Amen. Are we with me? This is the first level of sanctification. And the end of that sanctification is that he said that you have sanctified, you have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto, you see that word? Unto, where is that? Unfailing love of the brethren. So the end of that first sanctification will bring us to charity. Let's say charity. Charity here is love of the brethren. Hallelujah. You know, I know over and over among us, there are teachings that have taught us different calibrations of love. There is love for all the saints. Hallelujah. There is love of the brethren. So the end of that washing will bring us to the love of the brethren, which is charity. Let's say charity. Let's shout charity. You know, I believe that charity makes more spiritual sense to us who have been washed than natural man. Natural man sees charity as giving money. Charitable house, which is okay, at least doing something. But charity here, charity will tell you that you can give all your goods and yet you have no charity. So charity is product of purification. We have been purified. Then we arrive at charity. Amen. So the first child, when you are converted as a child, you arrive at charity. It's a charity being, it's a childlike heart. Because charity believeth all things. We remember, adults don't believe all things. It's children that believe all things. When you see your little children, even when you tell them something impossible, they believe. Daddy, why we take him to America? Tomorrow. He believes. He can start telling his friend, I'm going to America tomorrow. Adult will tell you, tomorrow, are we going to embassy? Where's your visa? Where's everything? Where's your passport? Where's the visa? They have not invited to embassy. How can it be tomorrow? But a child will believe. I'm not saying we should be stupid in believing, but I'm just saying that it's a child like her that believeth all things. So that is charity. Amen. I said yesterday that the womb that receives the incorruptible seed is charity. Let's shout amen. Because when Jesus was talking about the parables, the parable of a sower, we see that the good ground that bear fruit with patience is, you know, he talked about different, I think about four, wayside, rocky, thorny, then he talked about good ground. So the good ground that can profit the seed is actually charity. Praise God. Can we say amen? Amen. Yesterday also, I said something, before I move up a bit, I said something about that learning of Christ is in faith, hope, and charity. Please let's say what I just said now. Please let's say it again. Please look at somebody and tell that person that word. So faith, hope, and charity is in the learning of Christ. When we say we are learning Christ, Romans chapter 1, 16 to 17, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it, to the Jews and to the Gentiles. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So faith to faith. Faith of Christ begins the journey. Then when I say faith to faith, hope is a faith. But it's a higher faith. It's a higher kind of faith. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So hope in that is also a higher kind of faith. Then charity is a higher form of faith. Bible says faith that worketh by love. Are you with me? So Christ is in faith, hope, and charity. So when you have learned Christ and you have become a Christ man, you are a charity man. A Christ man is a charity man. Can we say a Christ man? It's what, sir? It's a charity man. And that's the man that has entered the kingdom as a little child. So it is that child that can receive the incorruptible seed. That is the child that is getting ready for the dawning of God's day. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? So, seeing, now let's go back to that place again. See that you love one another with a pure heart. With a pure heart. Let me say with a pure heart. How, sir? Fervently. You have done charity. You now need to enter a phase called fervent charity. So that fervent charity is like you are, like I said yesterday, that day, evening and morning makes the day. So you see, you are crossing the night season to the dawning season. So fervent charity, how many of you know this parable of Jesus Christ, the foolish and wise virgins? You know, what disqualified the foolish virgins that they don't have oil in their lamps? They were supposed to come to the most holy. You can't come to most holy without burning. Your lamps must be burning. Lamps being burning is fervent charity. Use that word, fervency. You must be a burning one to enter most holy. Charity is the fulfillment of the law of holy place. But to cross the veil to most holy, you must have fervent charity. Now, when we look at the last article before the veil to the most holy, is the golden altar of incense. That's the last article. That article is what part the veil. When they offer on it incense, is for the parting of the veil. So the incense we are offering is our fervent charity that can part the veil for us to enter. So fervent charity is a commandment. Having done charity, we need to move into fervent charity. Please say what I just said now. Can we say amen? So, let's see the next verse, because this next verse is where I want to tie the next thought to. Amen. He said, being born again. Not of... So, the born again here is not the new birth. At John 3:3. This is another birth. Hallelujah. Let us see. Let's see. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. We see that is another birth. 1 Peter 2, 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. Next verse. Let's read it. Please read, everybody. And as newborn babes. You see that word? Newborn babes. This newborn babe is not the new birth experience. Because he has written the... You know, this chapter is actually division for us to have reference. He's just writing his letter. I don't know if you understand me. Peter didn't say, that's the end of chapter 1. Chapter 2. P.T.O. Please turn over. No. He was just writing his thought. But for reference, they have to put it into chapter so that we can make reference. I hope you get me. So, he said, seeing that you have purified your soul in obeying the truth unto unfailing love of the brethren. See that you love one another fervently from a pure heart. Now, as newborn babes. These babes are not, because they have gone to certain level of dealings. I don't know if you will see what I'm saying. You have to see what I'm, because this scripture we quote is for new believers. Someone that just get born again. Desire the sincere milk of the world. No, this one is for all that are doing everlasting life. This is milk of everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what, sir? Milk of everlasting life. Did everyone say what I just said? Hallelujah. Okay, let's see 1 Peter 1:1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia. Verse 2. Please, verse 2. Let's look at it. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through what? Sanctification of the Spirit. So these people have gone through sanctification of the Spirit. Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace to you. So the people he's writing to here, they are elect, who have gone through sanctification of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And by that sanctification, they have arrived at charity. So now they are newborn babes in the kingdom. They are children of the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see Hebrews chapter 2. I just felt I need to convey this understanding. I know that we know it. Many of us know it, but I just feel that we need to know it better so that we can be grounded in it. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's see from verse 10. Are we following me? I'm just to follow the Spirit. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make, bringing many sons unto where? We have to mark that. So there is a purpose. There is an intent. The intent is to bring many sons to glory. In bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Yes, next verse. Now please read this next verse, everybody. Please go. For... yeah? Yes? Yes? It's not a shame to call them brethren. So you can see that becoming a brethren is in sanctification. He will sanctify, and they who are being sanctified, they are all of one. And because of that, it's not a shame to call them brethren. Let's shout brethren. Now, see the next verse. Let's see what we call the brethren. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. And in the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto thee. Next verse. Next verse. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, what is the again? Behold, I and the children which God had given me. Now, the children here are the brethren. Please, if you understand, say amen. Amen. The children are who? They are the brethren. So when they became brethren, they are also children that God gave to him. So at that point, they are children who are newborn babes by the reason of the incorruptible seed. There's one thing I said yesterday that I want to make reference to. How does God become my father? When I say God is my father, in what way is God my father? God becomes my father when he gives me his seed. Because what connects a child to the father is the seed. I don't know if you are with me. If they want to prove the authentic father of a child, they do DNA tests. So the seed is what makes me become. It's when they say being born again. You have journeyed in the teaching of Christ and you have become a child that they can give birth to. So they give birth to you by the seed that God drops in us. Hallelujah. Can we say seed? So the seed is God's seed into us to bring us into the blast of his day. The seed is God's seed in us. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Amen. Let's see John chapter 20 verse 17. I'm opening scriptures today. I just say maybe I should do that. John chapter 20 verse 17. And Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to who? Shout it, please. Go to my brethren. You know, he said, he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He will sanctify, and they that have been sanctified, they are all of one. And therefore, it's not ashamed to call them brethren. And now say, go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father. And who again? To my God and your God. So you can see that the ascension, they are in two levels. The ascension are in two levels. There is an ascension first to the Father and your Father, because you are brethren. And by being brethren, you have the incorruptible seed. So first ascension is to my Father and your Father. Then the second ascension is to who? Please shout it. And who? And your God. So now, hallelujah. Can we say amen? In the day of God, these are the promises we begin to receive. Amen. The day of God are to deliver to us these two promises. Hallelujah. Firstly, ascension to the Father. And secondly, ascension to God. Can we say ascension to the Father? Can we say ascension to God? Please shout it again. An ascension to God. But the true ascension is for the brethren. It's for the brethren. So if we look at, let's see Colossians 2:2. Hallelujah. This is the way, I just say I should open scriptures like this. That's the way I felt it today, and I'm just following the Lord. Amen. So I hope I'm okay, sir. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2, verse 2. That their heart might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of full assurance of understanding, and to the acknowledgement of one, the mystery of God, and of the Father, and what again? And of Christ. Now, this writing, arrange it in a descending order. But our fellowship with this mystery will be in an ascending order. So Christ, you know, I told us that Christ will make us to become a charity man. We remember. So when we have done Christ, you see, Christ is also an ascension. Please, what did I just say now? Christ is an ascension. Christ is a building up. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. So the word of his grace is Christ. Am I okay? And he will build us up. I realize, sir, that, you know, many times in the past, I used to say we are entering most holy. So I used to think most holy is somewhere in front of us. Until the Lord corrects us, most holy is not in front of us. It's up. It's height. So when we enter holy place, we have climbed up. Moses built it on a, is it horizontal? Horizontal? But actually it's a building up. It's a vertical building. But since there is no lift in their time, they could have tried maybe building it up like that. They would have entered a lift, first floor, then, which is outer court, second floor, holy place, then press a lift to the most holy. But they have to build it like that. But for us, it's an ascension. Can we say amen? Amen. So entering holy place, we have ascended. Let's say amen. Amen. So can we say a big amen? So the mystery of Christ is the first mystery we will receive. In the evening of God's day, Christ will be taught. There's a way the Lord has over time taught me that Christ is the beginning of the gospel. Christ is the beginning of the gospel. There is gospel of Christ, there is gospel of God. Romans chapter 1 says that clearly. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, separated to the gospel of God. Then, under verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It takes gospel of Christ to enter gospel of God. Please say what I just said. I want to be sure you are following me. Why? Because the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto. So, gospel of God is a pointer to something. Power of God unto salvation. Praise God. Can we say amen? So after we have obeyed the gospel or the mystery of Christ, the next mystery will open to us, which is the mystery of the Father. So the mystery of the Father is the dawning of that day. The mystery of the Father is the dawning of God's day. Can we say what I just said, please? So let's say it again. Because, like I said yesterday, there is the brightness of God's day. Dawning is just when darkness is passing. I think I'm right, sir. Darkness is passing and then the day is dawning. That the day is breaking. But there's a time when the day will become noon. Yesterday I said that the day will become noon. The day of God shining in his full strength. When the day of God begins to shine in his full strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the unveiling of eternal life. Everlasting life. Everybody say everlasting life. Everlasting life is preparation for the full blast of God's day. No man can have interaction with eternal life. No man. Please, it is clear in the scriptures. No man. It is clear in the scriptures, no man. In the book of Exodus, that was conversation of Moses with God, is that he wanted to see eternal life. Shout amen. Amen. Let's see it. Let me see it. No, I'll come to this mystery of the Father, because this mystery of the Father is key. I realize that, hallelujah, Christ can't come to God directly. Christ needs to be fathered. Christ needs fathering. He has to be fathered to see God in his true estate. When Jesus was on earth, that was his principle too. Like in John 17, he was praying a prayer. He said, Father, glorify thou me with thy self. With thy own self. You see that word, thy own self? You, ganga. Is it that Jesus was not glorified when he was on earth? He was glorified. Are we together? The Bible says, crowned with glory and honor. He had glory, but there is a glory he was looking for. That was the same glory Moses was looking for. I don't know if you are with me. Are you with me? Okay, let's see this place. Then we go to that place. That's my thought is already coming to a place where I feel I should stop. Hallelujah. Let's go to John 17, then we go to Exodus. John 17 verse 4. And now, O Father, and now, O Father. Hallelujah. Please, saints, can we read it together? Can we read it together? Let's go. Let's go. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Sir, this is eternal life. Everyone say, this is eternal life. Because he said, the glory I had with you before the world was. Before creation. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. In the hope of eternal life, which God promised before the world was. Or before the world began. So anything before the world began is eternal life. And Jesus, towards the cross, he's saying, that thing I need it. So, sir, it's clear, when Jesus was on earth, he didn't have eternal life. He didn't have it. When he was on earth, this conversation showed clearly he didn't have eternal life. That's to say, glorify thou me without glory. Glorify me without glory. So Moses said the same thing. So you can see two men. God didn't say, Jesus, you can't see it. God didn't tell Jesus, say, you cannot see it. But God told Moses, you can't see it. What is even between Moses and Jesus? One had fatherhood. The other one didn't have fatherhood. He was doing fatherhood on it. And by that fatherhood, he had a life. So Jesus was an everlasting man when he was on earth. So he could converse for that, and God didn't say, no, you won't have it. Hallelujah. Are we blessed today? So let's see Moses. Let's look at Moses. Then we come back here. Because these are the ministration of God's day. Sir, I just feel that God is having mercy upon us. To be talking about his day, we are not worthy to talk about God's day. But his mercy invites us to it. So it means that God will deliver eternal life to a people in the days of their flesh. It's his promise. It's just that there are pathways to it. Hallelujah. Let's shout amen. Let's see this Exodus. Thank you so much, sir. And he said, look at what Moses said. I beseech thee. What is this, sir? Show me thy glory. Then next verse, what did he say? And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And I will be gracious unto them that be gracious. And I will show mercy unto them that show mercy. Next verse. And he said, what did God say? Thou cannot see my face. For there shall no man see me and live. So God told Moses, this thing you're asking for, you can't get it. But, you know, Moses asked for glory. Moses asked for glory, but God said, you can't see my face. So it means that face and glory is the same thing. But if we read this chapter, previous, maybe verse 11, the Bible says, God spoke with Moses face to face. So there is a face Moses was seeing, but there is a face Moses cannot see. So, first training has told Moses that there's something, there is something. God said, you don't have the facility. And not you only, Moses, no man can see me. Hallelujah. Someone said, I'm born again. That's Moses. I'm born again. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm a new creation. Sir, let me tell you the truth. The truth that is in the gospel. This place that God told Moses, this emphasis the Lord told Moses, or that God told Moses, Paul re-emphasized it. In 1 Timothy chapter 6. He who only had immortality. Who only had immortality. I don't know, are you following me? Are we together? Who only had immortality dwelling in the light. Please, what is the next thing? What is the next thing? Which no man can approach unto, whom no man can see, nor can see. This is New Testament. This is New Testament. I think Paul would have said, we can see it. He still said, God's standard is the same. No man can approach it. No man can see it. So, me, and I want to see it. What will not happen to me? I will cease to be a man. I will cease to be a man. Now, listen to me. The mystery of the Father is what teaches us how to cease to be a man. So, the incorruptible seed is a teaching. It's God, I give you this seed to actually overcome humanity in you. The essence of the incorruptible is that we can overcome humanity. The only entity that we see him is divine man. Or let me say, define. Pastor Thomas said, Pastor, this is divine man, divine son. Maybe he's already seen immortality there. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's say amen. Amen. Can we shout a big amen? Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Please, are we seeing this? So, the full blessing of God's day is eternal life. Eternal life is immortality. When, listen, sir, when God gives, they say you can't even approach the light, talk less of having it. To approach that light of immortality, hallelujah. Can we say hey, amen? We must have ceased to be a man. So let's see the technology of ceasing to be a man. I don't know, maybe I can continue. How do I cease to be a man? Don't forget, I think 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says that, I tell you, flesh and blood cannot also inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. You know, man is corruptible. I don't know. Are you getting me, sir? Man is corruptible. As long as we are man and we have corruptible tendencies, then we cannot participate in that glory. So the fatherhood of God is to teach us how to overcome corruption. And that's why they give us the incorruptible seed. Hope you are getting me. Are you getting me, please? So the first question we should ask in our heart is this: what is the essence of the incorruptible seed? What is the ministry or the mission of the incorruptible seed? Let us see James chapter 1. James and Peter, they are saying the same thing. Those writings are everlasting writings. Hallelujah. Are we blessed? How many of you want to see God's face? We are destined to see His face. And we will walk the path to see His face. Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Yes. He has begotten us not. That should be verse. James chapter 1. Of His will He has begotten us. No. Yeah. Okay. And of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. With the word that we should be a kind of first fruit of His creature. Next verse. Let's see next verse. Wherefore, my beloved brethren. Next verse, maybe verse 21. Lay aside every superfluity of nothingness. Okay, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and all what? Superfluity of nothingness. And what, sir? And receive with meekness the engrafted word. Which is what, sir? Which is what? So, what is the essence of the incorruptible seed? Please say it if you know it. Because the incorruptible seed came by the word of God. I said the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. So when my soul is saved, please, what do I say? I want to be sure you are following me. I'm fast. Say, when my soul is saved. But firstly, what will save my soul? The engrafted word. It has power. It's able. It has power to save my soul. But when my soul is saved, that is, when somebody's soul, when they say your soul is saved, what does it mean? What is the qualification of a saved soul? How do you describe a saved soul? Let us see 1 Peter chapter 1. You see, Peter, James, they are all woven together. Let's see 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. 1 Peter 1, 4. Can we read it together? Can we go again? Reserve in heaven. So, what does it mean that a man is saved? If they say a soul is saved, what is the quality of that soul? Incorruptible soul. Undefiled soul. What again? Unfading soul. When a soul gets to this place, this soul is no longer a man. They don't call this kind of person a man. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Or have you ever seen a man that is undefiled? I'm talking to us. Are we seeing a man that is incorruptible? Are we seeing a man that is unfading? unfading man. Ko kin sha, ko kin ti, ko kin baje. There is no man that ti o le baje. So this is a man. Can I go on, sir? This is a man that can see eternal glory. This is a man that can see eternal glory. Please say what I just said. Let us see, please. I have about maybe two or three more scriptures. Are we blessed today? I'm going to open to us the program of God's day. If I will say because of time, the program of God's day is in two layers. The program of God's day is in two layers. The first layer of that program is salvation. The second layer of that program is eternal glory. So salvation is incorruptibility. Is what is undefilability? Pastor Tayo, I know you know English more than me, sir. Incorruptibility. The word again, sir? Undefilability. Don't mind me. Undefiled. Then, what again? Unfading. That is salvation. Can we say salvation?
Salvation.
Please, what is salvation? Incorruptible, undefiled, and unfading. When a man has attained this, God can now say, you can come closer and see my face. This is what qualifies man to see God's face. Let's see 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 10. 2 Timothy 2:10. Therefore, I endure all things for the what? Elect's sake, that they may also do what, sir? Many of us, we are younger. So, can we read together? That they may obtain what? Not a salvation. That they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with. That is with. So, without that salvation, we can't receive eternal glory. With eternal glory. So this salvation is what I just, the scripture I read to us, we remember, to be saved. Salvation is incorruption, incorruptible, undefiled, and unfading. So the mystery of the Father is to teach us how to be incorruptible. And to be what, sir? Undefiled. And what again? To be unfading. That is the essence of the mystery of the Father. So that life that the Father gives us, please, what did I say? I know, I want you are following me. I'm fast. Can we say the life the Father gives us is what, sir? Is everlasting life. Because, you see, when you look at Jesus, can we say Jesus? Our Lord Jesus Christ has all these three mysteries at work in him. Our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm looking at time, sir. Can we say our Lord Jesus? When Jesus was on earth, that fatherhood was when he was doing. When he was on earth. You know, there was a time he said, I and my Father are one. Some of you now missing, they said that Jesus is the Father. No, he didn't say, I am the Father. So, Taku, there's nothing like Trinity. Me, whether you say it's one God, wherever, with time you will grow. There's nothing like Trinity is one God in three, is one God, three dimensions. But I know. Jesus said, the Father is greater than I. Hallelujah. But when he said, I and my Father are one, what he's saying is that I have that fatherhood training has been worked into me. I'm a father. When God was there, he's a father. Hallelujah. He was already a father. But there is a curriculum he was supposed to still go through, which is the mystery of God. How many of you know that Jesus had never called God God until the cross? Please go and search out. I have tried to search it out. It's on the cross that Jesus said, my God. Every time it's my Father, my Father. On the cross, he entered mystery of God. On that, when he was hanged, that's when mystery of God break open. Hallelujah. To me, Jesus Christ did doctrine of Christ, mystery of Christ for 30 years. The mystery of the Father, 3.5 years. Mystery of God, 3 days. 33. I mean, that when he was raised, the Bible said he was raised by the glory of the Father. The mystery of Christ is longer. Because to convert a flesh to stone, it takes a lot of time. To convert flesh or grass to stone, it takes longer time. Even many of us that have been hearing doctrine of Christ, we are charity. Sometimes it's that you fail in charity. But if a man can become full Christ, to attain coming to the mystery of the Father is faster. So I feel that the incorruptible seed is to give us leverage on a fast note. It's to do a quick work in us. A quick work God will do. Let's say amen. Amen. Are we blessed today? But when Jesus finished these three mysteries, mystery of Christ, mystery of the Father, mystery of God, by the time he was raised, Isaiah saw him in that raised estate. Unto us a son, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. What again? Now, pay attention. Shall be called what? The Mighty God. Not a God. The Mighty God. What again? The Everlasting Father. What again? The Prince of... You know, this is the three mysteries in Colossians 2:2. The mystery of God, the mystery of Father, the mystery of Christ. The Mighty God is mystery of God. Mystery of the Father, Everlasting Father. Mystery of Christ, Prince of Peace. Because Christ, hallelujah, Christ is life and peace. Christ is life and peace. Can we say amen? So, this is Jesus building. So when you are doing mystery of the Father, everlasting life, that everlasting Father is to give you everlasting life. It is an everlasting life man that can see eternal life. Can we say, I am blessed?
Amen.
Amen. Lastly, amen. Are we blessed today?
Yes,
let us say lastly. I just want to, you see, I can't go into details of this. I know Daddy, they are here. Daddy Ego is coming, so I believe give up. But I want us to see this thing and take it seriously. You can't enter God's day with doubt. Bible says, James said, double minded person cannot receive anything from God because he's unstable in all his ways. Nothing is not that car money. These are transmission of life. Let us see Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the... Seal of what? Please shout it. Please, let's say it again. Having the seal of the living God, and he said, don't hurt the head. I cried to the four angels, to which was given to hurt the head and the seal, saying, next verse, hurt not the head, neither the seal, nor the treaty. We have sealed the servant of our God in their forehead. So, the sealing is the sealing of the living God. But please, listen. There is still seal of the true God. So, the living God is the Father. Fatherhood of God is in the living God. I don't know, maybe you are following me. Fatherhood of God is where? It's in the living God. Now, listen, this journey to see the face that Moses could not see. This is the journey there. But this is not it. It's preparation to see that face. And the people they are sealing, who are they? The servant, let's say servant of our God. These are people that have done Christ, that are already obeying the law of the incorruptible seed. So they want to seal them. So this seal is in their forehead. Can we say forehead? So Revelation 14, because of that, let me just jump. Let us see what they call the seal in Revelation 14. Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Let's read together, everybody go. No, I think we should wait for them. I want us to read it. I'm done. Revelation 14:1. Go. Yes. Yes. So the seal of the living God is what? Father's name. So they have ascended to the Father, but they are not yet to ascend to God. So Father is living God. Do we get it? They now need to come to true God, which is eternal life. The true God is eternal life. John 17:3. This is life eternal, that they may know the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. But you can't know true God if you have not received sealing of the living God. So, the mystery of the Father is to make you become living. That's everlasting life. Are we blessed? Let's see verse 3. I just want to see something in verse 3. Very, very interesting. Please, let's read it together. Can we go? Okay, we are waiting for the projection. I want us to read it together. Yes. 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 You can see something there. Please take. They said, no man. Don't forget, God said, no man will see my face. No man. No man could learn. You see, they didn't say no man can sing. Sir, it's not singing. They are learning it. So this is breakthrough to eternal life. After they have been sealed with the Father's name, they now begin to learn something that no man could learn. These ones are no longer men. They are divine. Are we blessed today? This is real. This is everlasting men who are now learning eternal life song, which no man could learn. So these people, you know, don't forget in Revelation 7, they are servants. You remember? Do you remember? Can we remember? Because they are serving the commandment of the incorruptible seed, which I can't go into detail today. Can we say amen? But let us now see. Will these people still see the face of God? Yes, they will. Is it in the Bible that they saw? Yes, it's there. Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22, let's see verse 2 because of time. Whew. Hallelujah. Okay, verse 3. Revelation 22, I just want us to... Okay, thank you so much. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God, that is true God, and of the Lamb shall be in it. Let's go. And the servant shall serve him. Don't forget that servant. They have been sealed with the seal of the living God. So now that means they are serving something else. They shall serve him. Now next verse. Let's read it, everybody, go. Yes, sir? You can see that, sir? When we see his face, those servants. They shall. So that face Moses could not see, they will see it. I say we will see this face. This is eternal life. So seal of the living God is everlasting life that prepare us for eternal life. Eternal life is eternal glory. These are the documents and the program of God's day. Now, where are we in this thing? Now, God is calling us to begin to obey the Father of spirits that we may live. This is our calling. Everlasting life, God wants to give it to us now. So that we will not perish. There will be a lot of forces of perishing in the earth. Pastor Tanya yesterday he said that darkness is from another realm. That darkness to make men perish. Sir, a man can be born again, can be a pastor, can be a prophet, can be an apostle. If he doesn't raise to this place, he will perish. Even Bible says, Jesus said, even the very elect will be deceived. Very elect that are already entering most of, if they don't pay attention. I pray we will obey the Father of Spirit. I say we will obey the Father of Spirit. And we will live. In the name of Jesus. Can we begin to thank God? Can we just thank God? Let's give him praise.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Maryland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.